Hello?
Hello, sir. My name is Joe. We're calling to conduct a quick opinion poll, a quick survey about issues and elections in the area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Would you be so kind as to help us out with some of your time and some of your opinions about the upcoming election?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, the first question, allow me a second. Yes, allow me a second. I'll go ahead and open up the survey real quick.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so as you know, there's going to be an upcoming Democratic primary election in March 2024, and this is going to be to see who's going to be taking on Terry Gutierrez. I'm sorry, let me just go ahead and reverse this. Oh, yeah, a Democratic primary election. This is going to be between Senate Congressman Colin Allred, State Senator Roland Gutierrez, to see who's going to take on Ted Cruz, and also for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this primary Democratic election? Probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Probably general election.
You think that you're going to?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and take that one down. Awesome. Now, please answer if you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable towards the following people or organizations. The first person is Shayla Jackson Lee. Do you feel favorable towards her or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. What about Mr. Clint Van Horn?
I can say medium favorable. My English is not too good. I'm sorry.
And it's okay. It's good enough. Do you feel favorable or unfavorable towards Mr. Clint Van Horn?
Favorable.
Favorable. Okay. And do you say somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay, good. What about Mr. Danny Norris?
Somewhat too.
Somewhat favorable. Okay. Mm. What about Ms. Joyce Chapman?
I don't know him. I never heard about.
Okay. That's a good answer. If you've never heard of the person, it's okay. What about Mr. Harold Dutton?
Favorable.
Okay. Would you say somewhat or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. What about the organization, the Houston Independent School District?
Favorable.
Okay. Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Now, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over running the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Do you support a state takeover because the HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous? Or do you oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
I don't know, really.
It's okay. If you're not sure about that, that's fine. What about the next question? The next question. In March, there's going to be a Democratic primary, right, for the Texas State House. Now, which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
Danny Norris.
Danny Norris. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative of these statements. So the first statement is, Mr. Harold Dutton, he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners. Does that statement make you feel positive or negative towards Mr. Dutton?
Positive.
Would you say very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Okay. The next statement is about him too. Mr. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Does that make you feel positive or negative?
Make feel positive.
I'm sorry, positive or negative?
Positive.
Positive. Would you say very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Okay. The next statement is about Mr. Harold Dutton. He worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. Does that make you feel positive or negative?
Positive. Very positive.
Very positive. Okay. The next one is also about him. He's fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. Does that make you feel positive or negative towards him?
Negative, I think. Negative. Very negative.
Okay. Next one is Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. Does that statement make you feel positive or negative towards him?
Positive. I think very positive.
Okay. We have two more for him. Mr. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Does that make you feel positive or negative?
Positive, very positive.
Okay. And the very last one about him is that Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower income Texans paid for by the free federal government Medicaid money. Does that make you feel positive or negative?
Positive, very positive.
Very positive. Okay, thank you, sir. So we're already with this 70% almost through the survey. We thank you so very much for your time. The next question is, based on this information, right, which of the following candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
Was Betty Hutton?
Well, if you had, if the Democratic primary, the elections, if they were today, which of these would you choose for? Would you vote for Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
Betty Hutton, no, the one you was asking me, right? That's the one?
The names. I can read you the names. First one is Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, and Danny Norris.
Harry Button?
Harold Dutton.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Now, the next question is just to kind of see where the information is coming from, right? Is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
My age?
Yes, your age. Are you between 18?
64.
That's your age right now, 64?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I'm still paying to the bank, I guess.
Okay. But it's going to be yours, right, eventually?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That means you own. Do you consider yourself African-American or black?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have children currently in the local public schools?
In the local police school?
Public school, huh? Do you have kids
in public school? Yes.
Mm-hmm. You do. Okay.
Yes.
All right, perfect. So that's going to conclude our survey, sir. We thank you so very much for your time and helping us out with this. You have a great evening, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.